This is Marty Wainwright at Leeds Crown Court, where Karen Matthews and Michael Donovan have both been sentenced to a total of 8 years imprisonment for the kidnap of Karen's daughter, Shannon. The judge described it as a despicable act and said it was inconceivable how a mother could put her own daughter through this, and more than that, involve her other children in searching for a daughter, a child who she knew all the time where she was, wasting their time and putting them through the mill too. However, he also talked about hyperbole, people exaggerating what had gone on, and I think he was referring in particular to the comment by Detective Superintendent Andy Brennan that Karen Matthews was pure evil. Francis Oldham, Karen Matthews' counsel, attacked that very strongly in mitigation and even suggested that it went so far as to be an attempt to distract attention from failings in the police inquiry. The judge described this pure evil phrase as an unhelpful comments. I've just had a word with one of Karen Matthews' best friends before this happened, and someone who's stayed close to her while accepting that what she did was terrible, and that's Julie Rushby, who's the chair of the Moorside Tenants and Residents Association, Moorside being the estate where Karen Matthews and Shannon Matthews lived. What's your reaction to 8 years?
Well, do you want me to react to end of the day? I said 8 to 12 anyway, she got 8.
And do you feel that's... I know I've talked to you before about all the different things, that the troubles one way and another and so on. Is it a fair... The judge went very carefully through his reasons. Do you agree with those?
Well, obviously, you've got to agree with him at the end of the day as a judge. You know what I mean? He's doing his job. She's done the crime. She's been sentenced now. Just let everybody on Moor get on with their lives now. Just, you know...
She's going to be there for 4 years in practice. And in fact, slightly less, more like 3 and a bit, because half of it she's going to come out on licence. Mm. I mean, put in that light, do you think that's a punishment, but it won't, there'll still be a chance to kind of redeem her, it won't wreck her life completely?
Her life's already wrecked. She wrecked it nearly a year ago. Mm. She wrecked her life, so I mean, you know, you can't turn around and say her life ain't wrecked, she's already wrecked it.
I remember when I talked to you last, you said you were going to visit her if she'd see you.
Yeah, I'll go visit her.
And the judge said up to now she's not had visitors, but do you think she will?
I have been to see her. Both me and Petra have been to see her.
You have, so he was wrong in that.
Mm. And, both me and Petra have been to see her.
How did she react to you when you went to see her?
She was fine. Just normal everyday talking.
Do you think she's going to settle down in prison and try to make a better life for herself when she comes out?
She's just going to get on with it, isn't she? I mean, at the end of the day, she's got no choice. She's going to get on with it. I can't turn around and say she's going to settle down in prison or anything else about prison. At the end of the day, prison's a shop, full stop.
Although you can put it to good use if you know, if they want to. I mean, she can be taught things there that she's not learnt up to now.
She's already, I mean, yeah, but I mean, don't talk as though she's thick. She's not thick.
No, it's interesting you say that, because, again, the judge was pretty rude about that. I mean, he said, and in fact, I was going to ask you, he said she couldn't have done this on her own.
No, she definitely hasn't done it on her own. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, Petra will say the same. She's definitely not done this on her own.
That's the feeling I know from a lot of people on Moorside.
She's also not thick. She's just got no common sense. You know what I mean? Mm. I mean, I've got a lot of respect for Karen, and that'll never change anyway.
Well, thank you, Julie. Thanks very much.